Welcome to the Divorce Collective podcast. I'm your host, Carolee Fontanelli, and I am a divorce lawyer and author and have been through divorce myself. I'm here to support you throughout your breakup journey. On this podcast, I will share with you my secrets and legal tips on how you can thrive through your separation in small 6-minute increments. Don't do it alone. I have got you. Welcome to another episode of the Divorce Collective podcast. I am your host, Carolee Fontanelli. I am the director of Collective Family Law. We are a firm that is based in Southeast Queensland, but can service people from anywhere in Australia, especially now that we're all on Zoom. And sometimes even in this COVID vibe, we are working from home. So we are most certainly able to help you wherever you are. And the great thing is about our jurisdiction is that it's Australia-wide. So the law is the same wherever you are located. There's just a couple of tiny variants in Western Australia. But apart from that, we are able to help you from wherever you may be located. So I'm going to take off from last week. Last week, we talked about making a sole application and whether for divorce and whether or not you needed or were required to attend court. This week, I want to answer the question, I want to get a divorce, but I don't know where my ex-partner is located. So if that is the case, it can be a little bit tricky, but there are ways around it. It's totally possible to apply for a divorce without knowing the location of your ex-partner. So once you have filed your sole application for divorce, you are required, as I said in the last podcast, to serve a copy of the sealed divorce application upon your ex-partner in person. As I said before, you are not allowed to serve them yourself. It needs to be someone else other than you. And often it is a process server. So a process server, we do have a podcast about what a process server does. You can go back and have a listen to that one. But their role is to serve documents. If you do not know the whereabouts of your ex-partner, you can make an application to the court for what's called substituted service or a dispensation of service, as long as you can show the court that you've made many attempts to contact your ex-partner. If you are successful in your application for substituted service, you will be allowed to serve the divorce application on a third party who the court is satisfied will bring the application to the attention of your spouse. So sometimes that third party could be, for example, another person they're living with or a family member, for example. In exceptional circumstances, dispensation of service will be granted if the court is satisfied that you've taken all reasonable steps to serve the document or bring it to the notice of your ex-partner, and that there's absolutely no other way that your ex-partner could become aware of the document. To apply for the substituted service or dispensation of service, you need to complete an application in a case and an affidavit. So it does get a lot more complicated than simply making your application for divorce. You need to explain all the steps you've done and taken to locate your ex-partner in your affidavit. So these are things like, what attempts and efforts have you made and what inquiries have you made to find the respondent? When did you last speak to them or communicate with them? What was their last known address? What inquiries have you made with their family members or their employer? Any details of property, bank accounts or businesses that might be owned? If they live overseas, the details about the country, how long they've been living there, and if they ever plan to come back to Australia. Any reason why the respondent might not be contactable, and any other relevant information that might help the court make a decision. As you can imagine, this process is a little more lengthy than making a simple application for divorce. So in that case, if it was that you were, for example, wanting to remarry, it would be something that could hold up you getting married. So it is best that you get onto it as soon as possible if it is your plans to remarry, because this is definitely something that could take a little more time. If you are needing help with making an application for substituted service. We are here to help you at Collective Family Law. You just need to log on to www.collectivefamilylaw.com.au and you can make an appointment on our calendar. The first appointment is free of charge and we can direct you or give you some sort of assistance in terms of making those applications on your behalf. That is all I have for you this week. I hope that you have a fabulous week and you'll be hearing from me again soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Divorce Collective podcast, brought to you by collectivefamilylaw.com.au. If you got value from this week's episode, I would love it if you would hit subscribe and take a minute to leave a review. You can connect with us on Instagram or Facebook just by searching for Collective Family Law. And remember, until next time, you have got this.